With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. The suit-countersuit battle over the sale of Cosmic Crisp apple trees is a family affair. Phytelligence, the agricultural biotechnology company founded at Washington State University, is at odds with the school over its claim Phytelligence sold 135,000 trees to Evans Fruit without a license to do
so. We said, yeah, we need to get going on growing that rootstock. And so we did. And I said, you know, given our relationship with Washington State University, let me reach out. Let me get going on getting the license going. And then by the time we get that going, then we would be able to bud the Cosmic Crisp bud to that rootstock and we'd be off to the races.
But Phytelligence CEO Ken Hunt says things didn't go quite as planned.
When the time kept going and it appeared to us that we weren't going to get the license in time, we said to the Evans, hey, we don't have the license, so we can't sell you Cosmic Crisp. We can't bud Cosmic Crisp buds to rootstock. So you've got a couple of options.
Hunt says the options were above board.
We can refund your money for that rootstock, or we can bud some other variety to that rootstock. And they said, we'd rather you refund the money. So that's what we did. So we didn't say there are no 135,000 cosmic trees that exist anywhere. No grafting ever took place.
Hunt says they've held on to the budwood in the event they can move forward with this or another sale, but WSU wants it disposed of. More on this strained relationship tomorrow.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.